Sometimes, Zilberstein does shadows, and sometimes he says great stories. So I think today is a very shot for an amazing amazing story that he Zilberstein brings down. So the great Rosh Yeshiva of Lomger, of Yechiel Mordechai Gordon Zatzal, once had a student from his yeshiva who Baruch Hashem got engaged. And what happened was, you know, everyone knew he was a very, very sharp learner, and he was a very righteous Jew, and a very good davener, a very distinguished family. And he got up at the engagement party, and he said the following story. You know, he said, first I want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to thank my parents, I have to thank my Rebbein for teaching me Torah. And I really have to also give special karsa tov, special thanks and gratitude to my second grade Rebbe. So everyone's very intrigued now, because usually the regular thing used my parents, my in-law, my future in-laws, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my Rebbe. But what does the second grade Rebbe have to do with anything? So he then proceeded to tell the following maisa. He said that when he was in second grade, he had a schoolmate, he had a classmate who came from a very well-to-do family. And one day, he brought to school, he brought a very expensive watch that his parents gave him for a birthday. And, you know, all the kids were lining up and looking at the watch, and it was an amazing thing, such a beautiful, very very cool thing that even the kids couldn't take their eyes off of. And his friend, he put the watch down, and unfortunately, by the time he realized that, when he came back, the watch was gone. And then when the Rebbe found out, this kid now came to the Rebbe and told him what happened, that he put the watch down and now it's not there anymore. He got very perplexed, and he made all the children in the class stand against the wall. He then proceeded to see and went to check each one of their pockets, and he made them empty their pockets. And one by one, the Rebbe did this. And as he came closer and closer to the chassan of our story, with the student who's now it's his l'chaim, and now he's saying back to the story, he was really the one who took the watch, and he became very, very fearful. And he knew that he would be kicked out of cheder. He thought it would be over for him. Finally, his turn came, and the second grade rebbe, he saw that the chassan poured out his pockets into his hand. He immediately took the watch and folded up his sleeve and went on to the next boy. After the Rebbe finally checked the last boy's pocket, he said in a very stark voice, he said very loudly, "No one in this class is a thief. No one in this class is a ganav. Every Jew would never steal. However, sometimes our Yitzhar gets the best of us. Our Yitzhar tried to make a boy steal. And I hopefully next time, whoever this was, we'll make sure that he will find the strength to resist it. We'll make sure to be able to make sure that he's not going to be able to give it to give again. No one in this class is a thief. Okay, sometimes we fall. You're not a ganav. Just because you make a mistake, that doesn't make you that person." So now the guy got up. Now it is l'chaim. Can you just imagine getting up at your l'chaim and telling the story to your in-laws? And he said, "Now I really have to give such special karsa tov to my second grade rebbe. Because if he wouldn't embarrass me, and if he would have threw me out of yeshiva, and he would have told the principal on me, he would have told the manal on me, I would have left Torah. It would have been all done for me. And now, Baruch Hashem, now that I'm looking back at my life, and now that we're looking where I'm going, then I'm headed towards the next level, the next chapter in my life, to build a bias in Yisrael. I have to give so much hakaras tov to everyone, to the Rabbono Shalom, to my parents, to all my." Manhiga Shir, to all the people who taught me Torah, but first and foremost, I really have to really give a karsa tov to my second grade Rebbe, who really showed me tremendous love, and tremendous patience, and tremendous ahava. And I think that's a tremendous lesson now going into the week before the 3 weeks. And Mirtz Hashem, to be able to understand, the more we do acts of kindness, the more we do acts of patience and love, the more we become better people, the more that gets contagious to the people that surround us. And Mirtz Hashem, we become more obvious Yisrael digger people, and we know that every piece of obvious Yisrael brings another stone back into the third and final Beis HaMikdash. Be'ez Hashem Yisparach, we should be zochah to see it soon. Shkoyach.